E. Housing problems.
You are going to hear a conversation between a husband and a wife about housing problems. Listen carefully. Complete the outline with the information you get from the recording.
A husband and wife are discussing the demolition of some old buildings to make room for the erection of office blocks in an area where there is an acute shortage of housing.
It's an absolute scandal. My friend, Mrs. Stanley, says at least 20 people have already written to the council to complain.
To complain about what?
Haven't you heard? The gas company are thinking of pulling down all those old houses in Salt Lane and selling the land to a property company to build office blocks. And the council are doing absolutely nothing about it.
Well, those old houses are in pretty bad condition.
That's not the point. The point is, it's not fair. There's a housing shortage. There are people who've been living and working in this district for over 20 years and still haven't got a decent place to live. It's a shame.
Well, I suppose the gas company is in business like everyone else. The land those houses are built on is worth a good price.
Worth a good price? What does that matter when there are families like the ones in Salt Lane who haven't even got a bathroom or an inside toilet? It's a disgrace. What we want are new homes in Salt Lane, not office blocks. One of the cashiers who works in the supermarket lives in Salt Lane, and she says she and her husband have been on the housing list since the war. They've been complaining to the council for years, and every time they write, the only reply they get is a printed postcard saying the matter is receiving attention. It's not right.
I don't see what that has to do with the gas company demolishing those old houses in Salt Lane, particularly if they're in the condition you say they are.
Why don't you listen? I've just told you. The gas company have no right to sell that land for office blocks. It's all wrong. The proper thing is for them to put up some high-rise flats and move those families in Salt Lane into them as quickly as possible.
Aren't you getting a bit too worked up about it? I mean, I'm sure the gas company know what they're doing.
Know what they're doing? They don't know their right hand from their left. I tell you, something will have to be done about it. I'm getting up a petition for a start. And everyone I've spoken to so far has promised to sign, and Mrs. Stanley has been asking for volunteers for a protest march. The sooner the gas company and the council realise that people won't put up with this sort of thing, the better. And there's another thing.
Oh, what's that, dear?
I want you to write to the local paper and make a formal complaint on behalf of the residents of Salt Lane.
But we don't live in Salt Lane.
I know we don't, but that cashier in the supermarket does. She says it's terrible. She never knows whether she's lit her cooker properly or not because of the smell from the gasworks.
Before I write, I've got something to tell you.
Oh? Nothing bad, I hope.
No, I don't think so. It's just that my firm are moving offices next year.
Moving? Where to?
To one of the new office blocks in Salt Lane.